You know, and that's kind of in a slow process right now as we're going through it. We, you know, we share a similar vision, strong defensive play, physical offense, run the ball, which we're going to have to do in Chicago. But we share some build through the draft. Those are some of the similar philosophies. We have gotten to meet with him. We met with several of our players individually, him being one. So far everything's been good. We're going to take our time on this. You know, we really have until mid-March. We're going to maximize that time and make thorough decisions through this whole process. You know, that's obviously Vic Fangio. That's the system he comes from. So we had a lot of internal discussions about that. And really, you're in your base 3-4, a certain percentage of the time. But a lot of times you're in multiple defensive packages on third down. So we'll be base 3-4. That's accurate. And that's what Vic's comfortable with. But really, guys, you think about the best coaches, they find ways to maximize their player skill sets. I know Vic's going to do that. So our base will be 3-4, but we'll be in multiple schemes. Both those guys are strong. I look at coordinators almost as like free agent acquisitions. So when we got those guys, it's exciting within the building. Adam just has so much energy to him and so much confidence to him. And Vic has so much experience, and he's such an intelligent guy. And I'm so excited to work with both those guys. A lot of film evaluation, that's been going on constantly, not just with me, but with all of our coaches. A lot of internal discussions between us, just talking between the personnel and the coaches, working on establishing our needs and, again, a plan in place. Like I said, our first priority was the head coach, then all the position coaches. Now here we are. Here comes free agency, the drafts, so all that's, that's kind of our plan. But those have all been internal discussions. And I think the thing that takes time is getting to know these guys as individuals. I mean, this is unique when me and John come in together and it's kind of a clean slate, start fresh. We got to analyze everything, and it also it goes beyond the players. It's the entire building. So, you got to identify, okay, why has there been a lack of success, and we got to fix that. So that's throughout the whole building. Cutler has outstanding physical talent. There's no denying that. So it's just, hey, getting to know the individual and all the other intangibles that come with the position that make a great quarterback. And, again, that's what we're doing now. So, I mean, and that really takes getting to know the person, right? So that's the process we're going through. And me and John have both been around all different kinds of quarterbacks. So it's just figuring out him as a person. I think what's important and what I like doing is balancing what are the strengths of the draft versus what are the strengths in free agency and kind of balancing that out. I think we'll look at free agency. We all know the positions that are strong, areas that we can attack. And, hey, we'll do that, when necessary. It'll be calculated. In a perfect world, yeah, you address a lot of your needs in free agency to open up the draft for best player available. That's a good question. I mean, this is we go through this process here, but really the most important thing I get out of this is the interviews we do at nighttime and the medical. I mean, I think we got to be really cautious about some guy working out well in a shorts. The film, and I know people say that, but I wholeheartedly believe it. The film is the number one priority when we're looking at these.